This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
I want to thank you very much for joining me here for another hour of Auto World. In this hour of the broadcast, we're going to be joined by esteemed automotive journalist, publisher of the DetroitBureau.com, Paul Eisenstein, as we kind of wrap up the now concluded media days of the North American International Auto Show in Detroit. And also talk a little bit about some of the stories that have been making headlines in the world of automobiles over the past few days. A little later on in the hour, Don Jones, the old car guy himself, will be stepping up to the microphone. Telephone-wise, we got a trivia question out there about the SUV known as the Trooper. Who made the Trooper? 855-660-4261. It's always a pleasure to share the microphone with this gentleman. He is one of the world's finest automotive journalists. He's a contributor to NPR and the publisher of the DetroitBureau.com, Paul Eisenstein. Welcome back to Auto World. How you doing, Paul?
Hey, Bob. Good to be with you.
Let's talk a little bit about Detroit. It was an interesting show. I didn't get there for the first time in 20 years this time around, but I was watching your site. As usual, you did a fantastic job covering it, and many people are going to be surprised with the first thing I'm going to lead with, and that is design-wise, and arguably, Kia may have stolen the show with a production vehicle called the Stinger.
It's funny that you mentioned it. I'm actually sitting here looking at a photo of the Stinger at the Eisen Design Award, which it won the best production vehicle for. You know, there were several award ceremonies at the show, and this was a very important one. The Kia Stinger is a bit of a surprise because you just don't expect, you know, something as striking as this. Kia design has gotten quite nice in the last few years, but to go into this GT Gran Turismo category was just a pleasure to see. And by the way, Bob, do you remember? Let's see how far back your memory goes. The Kia GT was a concept car at the Frankfurt Auto Show in 2011, and this is pretty darn close to an actual production version of that concept car, which is unusual to get something that close to a concept.
So true, Paul. It very rarely translates from concept to production vehicle, but this is a good-looking vehicle, and you know, it's going to potentially lure away buyers from the 4 Series, 3 Series BMW, the Audi A3, many other vehicles. There are so many players in that category. We're going to see how it's going to do in the marketplace. The other big unveiling in the Motor City, certainly lots of people love the Camry, and it wasn't that long ago when we saw an all-new Camry, but Toyota kind of moved it up a little bit, and an all-new one has been unveiled, certainly the best-looking Camry to date.
Yeah, I think everybody was surprised by what they did. Now, there'll still be some controversy about the design direction that they went. There's some people that just really can't even imagine the idea of a stylish Camry. But they definitely pushed the envelope a lot further than we've ever seen them go, both inside and out, Bob. And that was a pretty important move because, you know, for a long time, Toyota's whole raison d'etre, the whole reason for being, was quality, reliability, dependability, what industry types call QRD. And now it's getting so close that Toyota's not even necessarily winning all the quality awards. But when you look at the difference, it's fractions of a point. So they really had to up their game when it came to technology and design, and they've really pushed that envelope here.
They certainly have a job well done, and we are finally seeing some pretty good-looking Toyota products, both on the Toyota brand as well as the Lexus brand. Certainly the Corolla, which for years was a pretty ho-hum vehicle, I think the current rendition is the best one to date as well.
Yeah, I've got mixed feelings about the Corolla. I still don't quite like where they've gone, and I still don't think the Camry is necessarily the most beautiful car in the segment. But it's now something that you'll actually say, hey, it's a good design, and if you look at it, I think you'll appreciate it. It's no longer that bland little appliance. Bob Carter, yeah, who is the top U.S. executive on the automotive side, you may recall, he recently, in December, when they teased that they were going to do this vehicle, he admitted that a lot of people called Toyota's refrigerators, and he's right, not even stainless steel ones, just pretty bland, forget that they're there sort of refrigerators.
So true, Paul. Let's talk about President-elect Donald Trump and his impact on Detroit. Certainly they didn't admit it, but the folks at Ford dialed back plans to put a plant up in Mexico and instead decided to pour money and jobs into the plant that currently produces the Mustang and the Lincoln Continental. And on the heels of that, FCA, Fiat Chrysler Automobiles, did a similar note.
Wrong, Bob, wrong.
Really?
Sorry, I'm getting a little bit tired of hearing people miss this story, these stories. The president-elect had absolutely nothing whatsoever to do with either of those moves. None. Zero, zip, zilch. You know as well as I do that plant decisions are made months and months and months ahead of when announcements are made. They're not made on the heels of a tweet. I've had extensive talk with the top executives at Ford and a lot of people inside to validate that what they're saying to me wasn't just spin. The reality was the board of directors already had the paperwork in hand to kill the Mexican plant well before the election, and they voted almost at the same time as the election to kill it. And they did it for one reason. The Ford Focus, which was going to be moved to Mexico, just the volume is dropping so sharply because of the switch from cars to trucks that it couldn't justify spending $1.6 billion on a plant. And here's the thing. That car is still moving to Mexico. They didn't reverse that decision. All they did was they're saving $1.6 billion by not building the plant, and they're putting it into an existing factory in Mexico. So nothing changed there. The plant that they're putting up in Flat Rock, Michigan, well, that plant's already there. They were going to build the electric vehicles in the United States. They just found that the money they saved from not building the plant in Mexico helps them afford rather than having to borrow extra money to do the upgrade to the assembly line. As for Fiat Chrysler, Bob, they signaled to us over a year ago that they were going to pull the production of the Dodge Dart in Illinois and the Chrysler 200 in the plant in Michigan, Sterling Heights plant, and we're going to move trucks into those, Ram 1500 into the plant in suburban Detroit. There's nothing new about that except that they just gave the details and told us how much it was going to cost. Those projects were in the works long before Donald Trump was even the nominee.
Well, I'm glad you've straightened that out because there's certainly a lot of confusion rolling around about that. Let's talk about Takata. This is the airbag company that continues to be in the headlines, and I understand recently they actually pled guilty. What does this mean for consumers and for the automakers?
Yeah, what happened was on Friday they finally went ahead and did plead guilty to criminal charges. We also saw three of their Japanese executives indicted, though they are in Japan, but they're trying to get them extradited. And there could be another bunch of executives indicted as well. We're waiting to hear if there will be more. For those who aren't familiar with this, Takata is the airbag manufacturer that produced faulty airbags, and now they have admitted that they doctored their data to make it look like they weren't defective. Well, the reality is 15 people are dead, Bob, because of this.
Oh, that's terrible. We'll take a pit stop and then more with Paul Eisenstein, publisher of the Detroit Bureau, as Auto World continues on great radio stations across North America. Don't go away.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
If your car is no longer covered by a manufacturer's warranty, repairing it can break the bank.
Rebuild, replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild, replace engine, $2,400.
Truth is, once your warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. A vehicle service contract just makes sense. And a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty makes the most sense. Many other companies hit you with a large down payment. With Toco, there's no down payment. And with Toco, you can pay as you go with affordable payments. Don't waste another minute. Pick up the phone and call Toco right now to start saving big money on expensive covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle. The monthly price for most plans, about the cost of a tank of gas per month. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-721-4928. That's 800-721-4928. 800-721-4928.
Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the runway? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
And thank you so much for coming along for the ride. Paul Eisenstein, esteemed automotive journalist. You're on the North American Car, Truck, and SUV of the Year committee is with us, and we're talking about some of the big news out of the Motor City. The media days are over, and the show is open to the public as we speak. Let's talk about some of the other important stories product-wise from the show. How is the new fifth-generation LS from Lexus? Certainly in pictures, it looks quite impressive.
Yeah, again, another car with a lot of controversy, depending on who you talk to. Some people think it is absolutely brilliant. in its design. Other people think it's just a little bit too much Lexus. I think if there is a problem, there is a bit of a disconnect between the way that the sides flow into the nose, Bob. You sometimes get the feeling with Lexus that there's a little bit of a committee, you know, one side does, one group does the side, one does the nose. I have to say that I think it's probably the prettiest execution of their now trademark spindle grille design. A very, very interesting technique. It looks much more like a real global flagship vehicle now than it ever has before. You know, in the early days it was sold on price. In recent years it seems to have been sold primarily to people who didn't really like cars. They just wanted good, quiet, well-equipped transportation. And this car at least starts to look like it's in on the same track, talking to people who really like cars, really want something that stands out and says that it is a flagship. Now, I'll tell you the interesting story, Bob. It's coming to market at a time when traditional flagship sedans, well, you know, they aren't selling.
That's
you take
true.
all of the vehicles in that class, from the Jaguar XJ to the Mercedes S-Class, the Audi A8, the BMW 7 Series, and the Lexus, and all the global sales total for all of those vehicles was only about 80,000 last year. So here's the thing. One of the vehicles I found most important at the show was another flagship, but a flagship SUV, and that's the Audi Q8. Have you had a chance to look at that?
Yeah, I sure have, and certainly Audi continues to hit home runs, and this looks like another one.
Yeah, it's a gorgeous, gorgeous design. It's the work of Mark Lichty, who is their relatively new design chief. You know, he came on with about, is it 3 years now? 2.5, 3 years ago at most. And he's been really trying to lay out a new path. You'll look at it, you know it's an Audi. It's got some of the basics, but it's moved away from that slab side that is traditionally the Audi look. A little bit more sculpted, very low, squat in a positive muscular sense. It has a very sort of a cougar-like quality, if you will. Very broad and very strong on its haunches. And it will be coming to production. This is called the Q8 concept. But with very few changes, we'll see this. And this is basically the answer to, if you don't want a flagship sedan, what do you get? Well, now you're going to start seeing more and more flagship SUVs.
Interesting. As we continue to see the popularity of the SUV and the crossover dominate the marketplace, let's talk about the return of a couple of old names. Lots of folks have fond memories of the Ford Bronco, and it's official. It's been rumored for a long time, but it is coming back. And the Ranger, which sold so well for many, many years and then disappeared, that is also officially coming back.
Yep. We've been hearing that for quite a while. We've reported on both of those. There's been debate for, gosh, when did they drop the Ranger? Was it 2011, if I remember correctly? Almost as soon as it was gone, people were saying it would come back. They did build a Ranger for most of the other markets of the world, but the Ford executives argue that they just couldn't justify bringing it to the U.S. because it would be too expensive. There'd be very little gap between the midsize Ranger, the modern one, and the F-150. We'll have not quite as well-contented a version in the United States. But, you know, the midsize market is starting to explode again. Look at the Tacoma from Toyota. Of course, we have two versions here from General Motors, including the Colorado. And I think Ford finally said, yep, this is a real viable segment. As for the Bronco, that's a great name. Everybody knows that name. Everybody has a fond memory, except maybe some safety advocates down in Washington. So no surprise that they would bring that back. I'm really looking forward to seeing what it will actually look like.
Absolutely. The new 5 Series made its debut at the auto show in Detroit, and also shown was a all-wheel drive variant of an M5. Tell us about those vehicles, Paul.
Yeah, we saw actually a whole bunch of vehicles from BMW. The 5 Series are beautiful cars. They really pick up on where BMW's been going with their design trend lately. Everybody's moving their designs a little bit more forward. Now, we saw also, besides the various versions of the 5, we also saw that new 2 Series Compact. It's sort of a cross between an SUV and a station wagon, just sort of tries to cut its own path. And I believe we'll see a production version of that and probably aimed at the U.S. market. And we also saw, Bob, interestingly enough, a plug-in hybrid version of the 7 Series. We saw 2 plug-ins, one a 5, one a 7. And the reality is the German luxury makers are going to be flooding the market with all sorts of plug-in hybrids over the next 5 years.
It's going to be interesting. Another interesting move, it just seems like yesterday that we saw this as an all-new vehicle, but Mercedes took the wraps off in Detroit of a new GLA lineup. These have sold quite well, but it seems a little too soon to be doing them over, Paul. What do you think?
Yeah, actually, I was very surprised that they... Well, this is a mid-cycle, Bob. This is not a complete makeover. So it's an important facelift for the vehicle, and it underscores just how important it was to get those right. You may recall that Mercedes decided to move down market, downsize, with the CLA coupe-like sedan and the GLA. And we're going to be seeing a lot more compacts. Right now, I believe they have 5 compact models in their global arsenal. And we were told at a sneak preview they did before the show that that will go up to 8. I would not be surprised to see a wagon and a true sedan, as opposed to coupe-like sedan version of the CLA. I wouldn't be surprised to see them do a spin-off, another spin-off of the GLA. So keep your eyes peeled. We're going to be seeing a lot more downsized models from Mercedes in the very near future.
Absolutely. For fans of the Chevrolet Traverse, a bit of a makeover, a little bit more truck-like this time around, Paul.
Yeah, absolutely right. And that's not a surprise. You know, people are trying to find a way to get their own little niche together in the truck market. Some people are going for really wild, extreme looks, and others are going for very truck-like. And it's great because it means we're getting a lot more choice than before.
Absolutely. More with Paul Eisenstein is straight ahead, so everybody stay right where you are. Still got the trivia question out there about the Trooper. Looks like we may have a winner. The telephone number 855-660-4261.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME11 to 42424.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, this is Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
Watch out, man. How you driving that Cadillac there?
Our good friend Paul Eisenstein is with us. Esteemed automotive journalist, you'll hear him on NPR Radio and publisher of the DetroitBureau.com, where you should check it out, bookmark it on your computer. And Paul's got lots of things. He's got newsletters, he's got RSS feeds, and lots more. Paul, tell everybody about the cool stuff that you offer.
Well, of course, Bob, we keep up with everything that's happening in the auto industry, whether you're looking for news, reviews, features, spy shots, insider tips, about everything you can think of. You'll find at thedetroitbureau.com. Got to get the in there, thedetroitbureau.com. You want a heads up on what's happening on our site? Well, you can sign up for our newsletters, get an alert every time we put up a story, once a day, once a week, even once a month. And, of course, there are RSS feeds as well. And they're all free, by the way. That's the best part of all. You never pay a penny for anything at thedetroitbureau.com.
That's great. Let's talk about the electrification of Ford. Not surprising in a way, but, of course, loyalists, fans of the Mustang and the F-150 might be a little bit surprised.
Bob, I'm going to give you a little tip. Take a look at the DetroitBureau.com on Tuesday. You're going to have some interesting surprises about some things coming out of Ford. That's all I can say.
Wow, can't wait to check that out.
Let's move on. I don't even want to give any more tips.
All right, as long as we're talking about future things down the road in New York, the Big Apple, for those who didn't think 707 horsepower from the Hellcat was good enough, Dodge is going to take the wraps off the Demon, which may indeed have more power, perhaps all-wheel drive. What are the rumors you're hearing?
Yeah, well, we know that they're coming up with something called the Challenger SRT Demon, and we're hearing that it's going to be even more powerful, believe it or not, than the 707 horsepower Challenger Hellcat. Now, how the hell are they going to get more? Well, the reality is I've been told that they've got hundreds more horsepower tucked away in that big block that they can make if they want to. So we're not sure exactly what we're going to be getting out of it, but we are expecting to see the all-new Demon at the New York Auto Show in just, 3 months' time.
That's right, not that far down the road. Let's talk a little bit about autonomous driving and some other stuff, which seems to be very much in the news these days when it comes to both automakers as well as individual companies. Let's talk about our good friend John Krafcik. This is a gentleman who was heading the car program at Google, but he no longer is there. He's with a whole other company. Tell our listeners about
Actually, Bob, he is still there. It's just
he's still at Google. Okay.
Yeah, they just have changed the name of the company. So what used to be the Google Autonomous operation is now called Waymo, W-A-Y-M-O, and it's now a standalone operation attached to Alphabet, which, as you may recall, they sort of split Google up a couple of years ago and created a holding company, a parent company called Alphabet. So Waymo reports to that. Now, we're hearing talk that they may spin it off entirely. They may actually have an IPO or who knows what. The important thing is that they're moving ahead. And at the first day of the press preview here in Detroit for the auto show, we actually got to see the new prototype that they're putting out there. Google did a deal with Fiat Chrysler. They bought 100 of their new Chrysler Pacifica hybrid minivans, which is actually a plug-in, by the way, not just a hybrid, but a plug-in hybrid. And they're converting that vehicle, and they will be putting it on the road in the very near future. I believe they said was it California and Arizona? Anyway, out west initially. But we expect by the end of this year, we may see some of them operating here in Detroit in cold weather. And that's critical because if you're going to make autonomous vehicles really work, you're going to have to make them work in rain and snow and sleet and all the things that we folks suffering through a winter in the Midwest know is everyday driving.
That's so true. I believe at the Eyes on Design conference, correct me if I'm wrong, but Bill Ford made some comments about autonomous vehicles losing character. If the future is going to be autonomous, that's going to definitely affect brands and brand perception. And it kind of makes sense what he's saying.
Yeah, this is an interesting issue that a number of executives are talking about and worrying about. I in fact, had a chance not only to talk to Bill Ford, but also to Bob Lutz, who you may recall, the former CarZar GM. I was on a panel with him the other day, and we got into the subject. Now, think about this. Let's go out 10 years, and you are, in fact, the user of, say, it could be the next generation of Lyft or Uber or some other service. You go into your app, your smartphone app, and you tap the button, and a ride comes up. And going out into the future, that car, that ride may have no driver. You may climb into the back seat of a driverless vehicle. Now, does it really matter to you what brand that is? You're just sort of looking for a ride. How many people, when they get into an Uber or Lyft now, care if it's a Lincoln or a Kia, the Real or Mercedes or anything else? Now, that you can on Uber, I forgot if you can on Lyft, but you can on Uber go for a higher-end car. And even then, you can order a premium vehicle or an SUV. But that may be the case in the future. Will people even care about brands? Or will you simply just be happy to get a ride-sharing ride? And if you don't care about brands, what does that mean for Toyota and GM and Volkswagen and Ford and all the others? Will they still be in business? Will you have a couple of no-name entities that produce cars in the future because nobody will care what the brand is called, much like you get onto an airplane or a train? Do you really? How many people really pay attention to know that it's an Airbus or a Bombardier or a Boeing or any of the other aircraft manufacturers or a train manufacturer? Who knows what train manufacturers are?
It's true, absolutely. I hate to see it being the car enthusiast that I am, but this is what the future. Yeah, the future is uncertain. I You know, honestly, it surprises me the rate in which both the autonomous driving and the ride sharing seems to be taking off. I thought it would be extended out a lot further, Paul, but we're seeing, I know Uber's doing quite well, and they certainly have quite a presence everywhere these days.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I used one just the other night. I went to the black tie, as we call it here, the prom night, the big charity preview that raised about $5 million for children's charities here in Detroit. There's a lot of those after the major auto shows in Chicago, New York, and some other cities. And rather than having to worry about having one drink too many, or even having to worry about parking, which can be a big problem when you're trying to go to some of these conventions and all these shows, I just took an Uber down.
Yeah, lots of people are doing so. Our telephone number is 855-660-4261. The Isuzu Trooper was the answer there to the trivia question. William in Tennessee, thank you. We'll get you out a cool prize. Let's talk about some stuff from Audi in addition to what we've already talked about, a new A5 and S5, always a classy-looking vehicle. How's the redo on this or the midlife update?
Yeah, they're midlife updates of the Cabriolet that we're seeing. Actually, no, Bob, I take that back. We saw the all-new versions launch of the coupe models just a few months ago in Europe, and what we're seeing here in Detroit is the all-new version of the Cabriolets, and they are beautiful cars. If you've seen the sedan, or I should say the coupe version, you'll certainly recognize these vehicles.
Excellent. Thank you, my friend, for your time here tonight. Everybody, visit thedetroitbureau.com, and we'll get you back with us very soon.
Good to be with you, Bob.
Thank you. Straight ahead, we got the old car guy, Don Jones. I'm Bob Long. Don't go away.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Did you know that the average yearly repair bill for a car 5 years or older is more than $1,200? Having repair coverage for your car just makes sense, but the trick is not to overpay for it. With Toco Warranty, you can get a highly rated vehicle protection plan usually for less than a tank of gas per month. And now, we're offering a zero down payment program. To get a great car vehicle protection plan at a super low price, call Toco Warranty at 1-800-721-4928. That's 1-800-721-4928. Terms and conditions apply.
Let's say you want to make a do-it-yourself repair on your vehicle. Where do you turn for advice? If you're considering free online repair advice, you might want to consider The Source. Instead of putting your vehicle at risk, rely on accurate, complete guidance from start to finish with the experts at Haynes. Every Haynes manual is based on a complete teardown and rebuild of the vehicle. They learn the best ways to do a job and make it easier and cheaper for you. Haynes now offers online manuals that are formatted for all electronic devices. Rather than chance it on the internet, see the experts at Haynes.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story of the hot rod race with the Fords?
If you haven't visited theoldcarguys.com, please do so. It's a really cool site. And speaking of theoldcarguys.com, we have joining us right now, it's founder and CEO, Don Jones. Don, how are you doing?
I'm doing real well, Bob, and yourself? I hope you're feeling better.
Yeah, doing a little bit better here today. That's always a nice feeling. I'm looking at a picture right now of a vehicle that's going to go over the auction block in Arizona at Barrett Jackson. It's Burt Reynolds selling a 1978 Trans Am.
Yeah, 600 horsepower, as I understand.
Exactly, yeah. Poor Burt is not looking that great, though. Boy, looks like he's got a cane and... the car is looking a whole lot better than Burt.
Some roads are a little harder than others if it's gravel. So I kind of know that about Burt and a couple other movie stars. It seemed like they got struck by lightning, I suppose, would be a kinder word than some other ones I'm thinking. But, life isn't good to everybody.
Nope, that's very true. But this is a big time of the year for auctions. I know not that far from where I reside, Mecum has been doing a big auction. There was a big auction in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, but the focus is going out to Arizona. Those are the high-end auctions. But if you can't make it to any of those, of course, you can catch them on TV. But more importantly, if you're in the market for a classic car, Don can help you out, and Don, you get calls from all kinds of people looking for help.
Well, yeah, we do, and what's really surprising is, sometimes I don't realize that there may be a rerun of one of our old shows going on, and I'll get somebody that calls me out of blues, calls up and says, are you really the old car guy? And they'll be calling from Utah or Montana or somewhere, and they'll talk about parts they need or cars they're looking for. The cars that we find are basically are realistic cars. When I mean realistic, they're cars that quite a few, but almost anybody that has a desire can afford, things that are in the from a few thousand on up. And, occasionally we find something that's in need of a great restoration. It may only be a few hundred, and sometimes for a few hundred dollars you get an old classic car that's actually running. I'm not sure how far it's going to run, but it will start up and at least drive up on a trailer. But there's still some bargains out there.
Oh, absolutely, and it's something that's ever changing. That's why you've got to pay close attention to Don's advice and monitor theoldcarguys.com and. Don, certainly seems like there's an awful lot of interest, as usual these days, in the Chevys from the late 1950s. Why are so many people just enthralled and in need, or they just want to have a 57 Chevy or a Chevy from that era? What makes those Chevys so desirable?
You know, I really don't know. Obviously, for people in my age group, which is the 60s, those were the cars that we had when we were in high school. And, you know, a lot of our adolescent experiences were involved in the cars. I remember, you know, going to the Ozarks and sleeping in the back seat of the car on a riverbank somewhere. And getting there was half the fun. You know, sometimes it would take $1 worth of gas and $2 worth of oil to get from point A to point B. But that was part of the adventure back then. My grandkids are still very, very enthused by the 57 Chevy. And I don't know if it's the icon, if there's something with design, but it's still catching on with the young people. But as far as what's causing the phenomenon, I don't know. But, you know, I'll ride with it as long as it'll keep riding.
You know, it's interesting that you say that, because I know somebody out in California who's a multi-millionaire in the automotive business, in the aftermarket business, and this gentleman could afford to have any collector car he desires. He could have a Gullwing Mercedes or a Ferrari. He could have an E-Type Jag. He could have a Duesenberg. But the first car that he bought was a 57, a black 57 Chevy.
Yeah, black is one of the magic colors for the 57 Chevy. It's black for any restoration is the hardest color to hide an imperfection under. So when you find a 57 or find any black restoration car, it's probably a statement from the builder of the car that the bodywork is in immaculate shape, Rembrandt type of condition. Otherwise, you'll be able to tell it very quickly. And kind of on the other side of that, I once had a 56 Chevrolet pickup truck that had so much waves in it that the guy that was working on it decided to paint it striped. so it you know, the only thing that was worse than the waviness of the bodywork were the stripes. I'm glad I burnt all the pictures of that.
But, oh, that's
I'm not sure why he did it, but he did it to me. So, anyway, enough of that crazy story.
What about colors in general when it comes to classic cars? Are certain colors more desirable than others? I mean, you know, people always talk about red Corvettes, and black is, of course, a very popular color. But does it depend on the specific model and the specific make and year that we're talking about?
I think so. You know, you're absolutely correct. In fact, when you started speaking about this, the first thing that popped in my mind was the red Corvette, which, you know, I've had at least one in my life. I would think that the second desirable color on a Corvette would be canary yellow. You know, they're just standout colors. They go with the mystique of the Corvette. I don't know. I think if we were talking about an old, what they call a baby bird, a 55 to 57 T-Bird, it would probably be the red or the black. I'm trying to think of some other cars that that they're famous for the color scheme to come out. But I think, you know, generally speaking, red is a very popular color with a lot of restoration, particularly when you start emphasizing the horsepower in the car.
Yeah, absolutely. Somebody wrote a book years ago called All Corvettes Are Red, but of course Corvettes are made in all different shades, but I would say red and black are probably the two most popular. If you'd like to reach out to Don, just keep in mind he's in Central Time, 314-306-7507 is his number. And if you're listening to us in archive podcast or on demand form or on tape delay, just take a look at what time it is where you are and figure out what time it is Central Time, because, Don, I'm sure you've gotten some calls probably at some funky times.
Well, I have, but if I'm awake, I'll take them. what happens a lot of times, people call up looking for a part, and it may be like 6 or 7 o'clock at night here and maybe only 4 o'clock where they're at. And, you know, I have to remind people that these people that are running these salvage yards are old guys that go home around 4:30. And they may not be open on a Sunday. In fact, I'm pretty well guaranteeing none of them are open on a Sunday. It's against the law here in the state of Missouri to sell a car on Sunday.
Oh, isn't that
not too many people are open. But anyway.
Wow.
We can deal with it. If I feel like I don't want to answer the calls, I'll just turn the phone off.
Uh-huh. Very good. You have something on your website called New Old Stock, as well as Aftermarket Parts, but explain to our listeners quickly, what is New Old Stock?
New Old Stock is a whole part that's still new. It's been sitting on the shelf or sitting in the warehouse forever, but when you pull it out of the box, it looks like it came from the manufacturer. Hard metal parts are really, really good. Electronic parts, kind of iffy. Any parts with any kind of rubber in it, the rubber we probably have to replace, like a fuel pump, a diaphragm in a fuel pump, stuff inside of a carburetor. That stuff dries out and may have to be replaced, but everything else about that, every hard metal piece, is like the day it came up from the factory.
Wow. And that sounds like a nice piece of metal to pick up, a new old stock part. Don, just a quick visit here today. Again, your telephone number real quick for us.
Here it goes, 314-306-7507. Look for me in Florida.
Thank you, my friend. Sounds good. That's going to do it for this hour of Auto World. I'm Bob Lund.
On the road again. I'm on the road again.
Are you living with pain? I was, after a nasty fall. I got relief with 1 hour pain relief. I'm Barry Yarkoni, president. And here's Lisa, a Marine who was injured in Iraq.
After surviving an explosion, I was on horrible painkillers for lingering head, shoulder, back, and knee pain. But I hated the dangers and side effects. My friend told me about 1 hour pain relief, and now I'm off the drugs.
1 hour pain relief is the result of 15 years of research on an amazing extract from hops, the plant used to flavor beer.
Whether your pain is from an injury or just aging, you get safe all-day relief in less than 1 hour.
We're so sure you'll have 1 hour pain relief too that we'll send you a 1 week trial for just a small shipping charge. Call 800-269-9500 right now. That's 800-269-9500. There's no gimmicks, no obligation, no automatic shipments. Stop living with pain. Call 800-269-9500 for your 1 week trial or visit onehourpainrelief.com. That's 800-269-9500.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-